the button, and this is going to silence everybody but Bob and I, so we can do the talking and the interviewing. If you have any questions, that we spark any type of questions, just simply write them down, and then at the end of this interview, what we'll do is I'll open it back up, and then you can ask any questions that you have. I'll be glad to answer them for you. So let's see if we get this right. Okay. Go ahead, Bob. I think we got everything working right.
Okay, everybody. This is Bob Mann. I'm a chiropractor in North Georgia, and I've asked Rick to come on this call today. I'm going to briefly tell you my story. It's going to take about 2 minutes, and then we're going to introduce Rick. But back in 2008, when the recession hit, I had everything I ever worked for was in the stock market, and I thought I was a good trader. I had been trading, or investing, I should say, in the stock market since I was 16 years old. And then the recession hit, and I had everything in mutual funds, and I kept thinking, well, what do I do? Let me just wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow it'll come back. Tomorrow it'll come back. And I must have said that for 3 months, and by the time it hit bottom, I had lost like 55 or so percent of everything I ever worked for my whole life. And it was emotionally, you know, just devastating. I looked at the market like a deer in the headlights. I didn't know when to get out, what to do. I just kept hoping and praying that everything would come back. I had no objective parameters of when I should get out of the market. Anyway, in January of this year, I met Rick and got his program. And the first thing I did was I studied the program, and I looked back, and I said, okay, what if I had known this stuff back in 2008? What would I have done, and where would I be right now? And the answer was that, first of all, I would have lost maybe, you know, 3%, 4%, and then I would have gained back maybe 100% or 75% on the downturn when the market, you know, crashed. But I didn't know the strategy back then, and as a result, you know, I was hurt pretty bad. Things are coming back now, I'm happy to say. But crashes like that, you know, like if a crash happened tomorrow, fine, I'm okay, because I know the system, and I actually know that I could profit from it. So I don't have those worries anymore, and I'll explain a little later, but I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Let me introduce Rick Warren, my trading mentor from Tampa, Florida. How's it going, Rick?
Thank you, Bob. Doing well, thank you.
Well, Rick, let's start with your story.
Sure. As you know, I was a chiropractor. I went to chiropractic college. My dad was a chiropractor. I was second-generation chiropractor. And when I came out of school, I didn't know anything about managing money. Didn't know anything about running a chiropractic office, and I was very fortunate. My dad, who had been practicing at that time for about 20 years, took me under his wing and showed me a lot of things and what to do. And then as time marched on, I was very fortunate. I had about $150,000 that I had saved up, and I had a patient of mine who was a stockbroker. So I gave him all the money I had because he was saying things and mentioning words I didn't understand. So he sounded pretty smart to me. And I gave him my money, and about a year later, I ended up with $100,000. And I was like, well, I could do that, you know, and I paid him to do it to boot. So I made the decision at that point that I'm going to learn how this works. And over the next couple of years, I started talking with different people and actually went to Wall Street, and I was very fortunate. I had a lot of nice people that took their time to talk to me, and I didn't have a mentor, anybody to show me. So for me, it was just trial and error. But, you know, from my Air Force background as an air traffic controller and being a pilot, you know, both of those skills require a lot of discipline. And I became very disciplined about writing down things that I was making observations about in the market. So I ended, and to make a long story short, in about a two-year period, I developed a system, and I took $8,000 and turned it into $1.3 million.
Wow. That's incredible. Rick, So the system that you invented, so to speak, back then is the same system you use these days, right?
It's exactly it. It's the exact same one. There's nothing changed about it. Because the markets, you know, they do basically one of three things. The market will either go up, it goes sideways, or it goes down. And as long as you know which strategy to use, as the market goes up, you'll make money. If you know what to do when the market goes sideways, you make money. And also, if you know what to do when the market goes down, you make money. So it's a matter of just becoming educated. You know, we all went to school. You know, when I first started, my first job working was at McDonald's, you know, and as I became more educated and learned more things, it's like the old adage, the more you learn, the more you earn. So it's just a matter of learning a skill set on how to manage and grow your money. It's not rocket science, which I found out. You know, I thought, listen to these guys, boy, they're a lot smarter than I am. Well, after I got into this and started learning it, I'm finding out they weren't all that smart. And it's just a matter of education and taking action. You know, you have to take action. There's, you know, so many people out there that are really smart, but they don't take the action. You know, you got to take that step and say, okay, I'm going to do this. This is my money. Nobody's going to watch my money the way I do, except maybe your children. You know,
right?
Like, hey, where's my trust fund, Dad? You know, type of thing. But it's a matter of a learned skill set. There's nothing difficult about it. You practice it, and then you'll do very well.
Well, Rick, you know, lately in the news, you hear a lot about this Hindenburg omen, and you hear about a double-dip recession. And I've heard one guy even say that the Dow could go as low as 5,000. You know, as recently as last week I heard this stuff. We got new unemployment numbers coming out tomorrow, so tell us, you know, what your thoughts are about that and how a guy with the knowledge can profit from something like that.
Well, as you know, our system told us to go long in the market this morning, to buy, to go long. So we're currently long. But in the next day or two, if it tells us to go short, we'll also go short. And shorting in the market simply means that we'll buy for the market to go to the downside. So don't let me confuse you with that term. When we go over and in the class, we'll go over all the terms so you'll have a total understanding. But let me make this clear. We are in a double-dip recession right now. I just read this morning where we have 839 banks have officially failed this year, just this year. And they expect it to go over 1,000 banks that are going to fail. So we are in a double-dip recession. Now the question is, where is bottom? And as you just mentioned, you know, a lot of people out there are saying, well, it's going to go down to 5,000. But here's the important point, Bob, that I really want everybody on the call to understand. We don't care. We don't have to worry about a crystal ball. Where is the market going? Is it going up and down? It's just move. That's all we're looking for. Just make a move. Make a move in one of those three directions. Either move up, which is what the indicators told us right now the market is doing. So short term, we're in a long buy position, which we did this morning, which you're aware of. Second, if the market starts to go sideways, we know what to do there. And third, if a few days from now the market turns and starts heading back down, then wonderful. We'll change our position and we'll start making money as the market goes down. So what I really want to stress, Bob, is it's not a matter of trying to second guess. It's not a matter of worrying and wringing your hands and sitting there. When I first started, I had no idea. I was like, how do I find out which direction the market's going? You don't care. You use indicators, just like the weather we have outside. As we've all heard with Hurricane Earl, now, how come these people know that Hurricane Earl is coming? Because we have weather indicators that show us they're coming. I mean, if you look outside and you have clear blue skies, chances of it raining are probably pretty slim. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah.
But let's take this a little step further. Let's say that those clear blue skies an hour later start to turn gray. There's one indicator. We've got a gray sky. Now, with one indicator, are we guaranteed it to rain?
No. It's more
exactly.
likely.
Yeah, it's more likely. But now let's take a second indicator. Let's say the temperature starts to drop. There's a second indicator. Now it starts to get windy. There's a third indicator. Now all of a sudden there's lightning. There's four indicators. So what are the probabilities now with those four indicators that you have a better chance of it raining?
Oh, yeah. The more indicators you have, the more likely the outcome.
That's exactly right. And that's the same way with the stock market. It's a matter of learning indicators, and these indicators tell us what the high probability of the market is going up or down.
Right.
And right, that's why I mentioned a minute ago, right now it says for us to go up, that the market's temporarily going up. And I say that temporarily, because it probably will go sideways and back down, but that's what we'll wait for the indicators to tell us. And when they do that, then we're going to make money on the way down as well.
Right. Well, for example, this morning, Rick, you know, you and I talked about a particular stock that I had picked from the watch list, and today was the day that our indicators told us to go long, and I'm just looking at the charts right now. It's already up 2.72%. So, you know, a guy with $100,000 in that stock, you know, made $2,700, you know, in a few hours just by knowing those indicators.
Exactly.
Without it, you know, the checklist system, and we'll talk about that, the checklist, without any indicators, the way people usually trade stocks, and I'd say 90% of people, they get a tip from a friend, or they, you know, they like McDonald's or whatever the heck makes them want to buy a stock, but it's pure guesswork. When you take the guesswork out of things, then you know when to get in and when to get out.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You know, it is a science, and it is very objective, and it's very repeatable. And it's not a matter of sitting there wringing your hands and not knowing what to do.
Right.
I think you had a good point, Bob, when you mentioned earlier that you had your own way of trading, but you found out that after you and I had a chance to meet and you learned my system, that there was a difference.
Oh, yeah,
from how you thought trading was to how it is now, just by using the checklist.
Right. Well, let's talk about that. You know, you and I are both pilots, and we use checklists. Maybe you can talk about how your system uses a checklist.
Sure. You know, I love aviation. I got my pilot's license before I got my car driver's license. And I just always have enjoyed aviation. And over the years, I've now can fly anything from helicopters to jets to hot air balloons. And if it gets off the ground, I can pretty much fly it. And again, through education and training, I've learned how to do these things. But there's a common denominator, as you know, Bob, of all of these different air vehicles, whether it's a hot air balloon, a helicopter, a regular airplane, or flying a jet, they're all the same. And that one common denominator is a checklist. And the reason we have a checklist is because it makes us very disciplined. We make sure that we follow the checklist, and we do it every single time when we get in the airplane. Matter of fact, those that are on the call today, if you've ever been in a commercial airliner, we were just up at the Glenn Beck rally last weekend in Washington, D.C., and we flew up on Southwest Airlines. And as I walked in, I was talking with the pilots. You know, they had the cockpit door open, and both of them had their books open right in front of them, going through their checklist. And I was talking to them about the size of their checklist, which is it's a pretty good size checklist. But we got talking about exactly how important a checklist is. And here these guys have thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of flying airplanes. One of the guys just celebrated his 25th year in aviation and has over 28,000 hours. Do you know how many hours that is? 28,000 hours of flying. And with all of that, every time he got into an airplane, he uses his checklist. So it helps to keep discipline. It really raises the safety margin, and it gives you the highest probability of success.
Yeah, and the best thing it does too is it reduces stress.
Yeah.
when you're not trying to outguess the market and using a proven checklist, all the stress comes off you. Plus, it works, which is just an incredible thing. You know, I can't tell you how many books I bought on trading before I met you, and, you know, most of them were either said nothing or were just too complicated. Then when I got your system, I said, holy mackerel, you know, just these five or six indicators could have made me, you know, 10 times the amount of money I have now, if I only would have known this, you know, 20 years ago. It's just an amazing system.
Well, thank you. And, you know, one of the things that I insist that people do when they get the system is that we do what's called virtual trading or
right.
paper trading first. And then have them use the system. And what a virtual or paper trading is that you open up an imaginary account. And I show you how to do that. I show you how to go through brokers online. We have a checklist for brokers, so you pick the right broker, it's for you. I show you how to trade online, so you don't ever have to physically call anybody. You can all do it through the computer if you choose. There's a complete checklist for that as well. But the moral of the story is that by using these checklists for these different systems, in there, it makes sure that you do things correctly and you repeat them correctly and you do them right and correctly, constantly and consistently. And by being constant and consistent and being disciplined in that, that's how you grow your income. You know, Albert Einstein, I think, said it best. He said, people who do not understand the power of compounding pay it. And those who understand the power of compounding collect it. And that's what we try to show people is how to grow this money safely and effectively.
Speaking of virtual trading, you and I discussed one of your students this morning who sent you a bunch of his trades, and he had lost on a few of them, but they're all virtual. He's still learning.
Right.
And that's another beauty of the system is he didn't have to lose a dime. You know, he traded, you know, what he thought was right, and he sent you the trades, and you were able to show him what he did wrong and without losing a dime.
Exactly. And that's one thing my students have told me also, Bob, that I think we differ from anybody else, and that is you can pick up the phone, call me on my cell, and say, hey, Rick, I've got a question about this trade. Can you kind of walk me through it and work with the checklist and be able to have somebody you can pick up the phone and call? I can't tell you how many tens of thousands of dollars I lost because I had to go through the school of hard knocks. I didn't have anybody I could pick up the phone and call and say, am I looking at this right? Am I doing this correctly? You know, and I think from what my students tell me that that's a big asset for people that they can, you know, I give them my personal cell phone and you pick up the phone and you give me a call, you know, or if you want to schedule a time that just you and I talk, without interruption, I even have a calendar where you can go schedule that as well if you like.
Well, you know what really fascinates me is that when I think about myself, you know, losing a bunch of money in 2008, and all the people I know, all the chiropractors I know, even one guy who lost $2.9 million, none of that was necessary. I mean, if you just know the system, that's completely unnecessary. If you recall back in 2008 when the market was crashing and you just kept hearing, you know, oh, you know, the poor people with their 401ks turning to 201ks. If you had known Rick's system, that loss of money was just not necessary. I mean, trillions of dollars of wealth because of people not being educated in the market. I mean, literally, that was the problem. People didn't have the education. I would say 99% of them didn't have the education to know where to get out, where to go short, and how to profit from a down market. So it's really, really empowering when you know this stuff. And believe me, it's not that hard once you know it. You know, it makes you feel like you're in control. And if something really terrible happens again, if we get to another really bad recession or a depression, you're going to be okay.
Well, that's it. You know,
yeah.
Whether you're starting with $5,000 or $5 million, the benefit of the stock market is liquidity. You and I talked about this a little bit. I'm not against real estate. I made my first million in real estate. But what I have learned over the years was the difference between the real estate and the stocks is I can push a button and go in and out of $1 million worth of stock at the push of a button in literally a second. One second. I can push one button, and now I have gone from an asset of stocks to total cash instantly. So if my indicators tell me to get out of the market, I don't have to wait 6 or 8 months to have a realtor sell my house. I'm out.
Or right 4 now. Years like me.
It's taken you 4 years.
Oh, and it's still not sold.
Well, it's like I think I told you the story before, but one of my students in Orlando, a chiropractor, had four houses. Now, this was a couple of years ago, back in the boom. And he had about total of $2 million in these houses. And it took him almost 6 months to sell these houses, which was part of his retirement. Well, at the end of that, it was a tad over $2 million. He calls me up one day and he says, Rick, he goes, I want to let you know. He goes, I'm so excited. I lost a couple thousand dollars in your system. I said, Dan, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to make money. He goes, no, you don't understand. He said, I've got $2.1 million in the market. And he goes, I just sat there all day and just sat there and just said, buy, sell, because I couldn't believe how easy it was to liquidate $2 million. He said, it took me 6 months to sell these houses, and I can get out of all $2 million at the push of a button.
That's incredible. Hey, Rick, so how do people learn your system? What do they do? What's the next step for them?
Well, there you have several choices. Number one, we have it with technology. We now have it online. So there's about 4 hours of online video, and you can stop and start, download the videos and at your leisure. So if you want to look at them for 10 minutes or 2 hours, you can repeat the class online as many times as you like. So if you go all the way through it, then go through it again if you like. And I highly recommend you do this as a family. I'd like for you, Bob, to tell the story in a minute, if you would, about what you told me about your daughter.
Okay.
And what's happening. And a lot of people know my son, Austin, who's 13, does the system. He's now 16 years old, and in fact, he has his own business doing stock picks. But basically, there's 4 hours online, and then the students tell me it takes about 10 to 15 hours to implement what you learn. In other words, practicing, going through, and using it. From there. And then we go into, as we mentioned earlier, the virtual trading. You actually put fake money in, and I'll show you what brokers have virtual accounting so that you can do that. So let's say you put $5,000 or $10,000 in a virtual account, not real money. Then you implement the system. And then as your virtual account starts to grow and you're making money and you know the system like the back of your hand, well, at the push of a button, you can now convert that over and put in real money and then start trading the system from there. So you got four online videos, takes about 10, 15 hours to implement, and then you go through doing it virtually and convert it to real. Now, that's one choice you have. You also have the choice of coming to a live class. Matter of fact, next Saturday, September 11th, we're doing a class in Chicago. And I try to do about 3 to 4 classes a year. So in Chicago, on Saturday, September 11th, we're going to go over the same information that you learn online. So I recommend that people go online first and then come to the class. When you take the online class, you get to come to your first class there in Chicago or any class that you want. The first class is at no charge. It's all included, and it's the same data that is in the four-hour videos. I enjoy doing classes because I like to put people with their names. You get to meet other traders. You get to meet traders that are just like yourself starting out. And there are people there, Bob, you know, that have been there with me for the last couple of years that are doing very well. So you get to talk to different people back and forth, and I always enjoy that. So you got the online videos. You get to come to the class. And if you like to purchase it, there's two ways you can purchase the class. If everybody will write this down, you go to Trade, that's T-R-A-D-E, dot Massive, M-A-S-S-I-V-E, Bank, B-A-N-K, Account, A-C-C-O-U-N-T.com. Let me say that again. It's trade.massivebankaccount.com. So it's trade, T-R-A-D-E, dot M-A-S-S-I-V-E, and Bank, B-A-N-K, and Account, A-C-C-O-U-N-T.com. Now, that's the website. And there's a brand new website, so anybody who goes on it, if you have any questions about it, you can call us personally. But once you go on it, you'll see a little button on there. It says Join Now. So you click on that, and it's just like any other website. It has a cart, and you can say, I want to take the stock and options class, the training class. And then you just hit the cart, and it goes right to checkout. Then you can use your credit card. And then what will happen is the computer will send you a username and password automatically. Now, if you're like me and you're computer challenged, we think the website's pretty simple to use. But if you'd like to talk to Peggy, here's her phone number. You can call her personally. Peggy's number is area code 813-924-2255. Let me say it again. Her name is Peggy. It's 813-924-2255. And she'll be glad to walk you through the website, or she'll be glad to take it over the phone for you and help you either way. Matter of fact, Bob, if you like, I'll give them my personal cell phone, too.
Sure, go ahead.
If any of you have any questions, either about my classes or about your other stocks, or just any questions or concerns, just give me a call. My personal cell is 813-924-3776. So, again, it's 813-924-3776. So if you like, pick up the phone, give me a call. I'll be glad to talk with you. And if you'd like to order through the website, go to trade.massivebankaccount.com or call Peggy, and either one, and we'll help you get started.
Well, about that website, Rick, there's one page under stock and options where you outlined pretty well, I think it's three or four different systems of trading. And if you look at the chart, and if you just did buy and hold for the last 10 years, you would have made nothing.
Exactly.
If you just would have bought the Dow and held on to it, you would have made nothing. But the last strategy where you do certain things, much like your system, a person would have been up over 2,000%. So the way you trade the market is really significant.
Well, it is, and I want everybody to understand, too, two things I want them to understand. Number one, this is not a hard system. It's a very easy system to learn. Just like driving a car, you know, it's a system. You have to learn how to do it correctly. And number two is this only takes about 5 or 10 minutes a day, and that's it. I was in practice when I designed this, so I know what it's like to try to run a practice and then also trying to take care of my finances at the end of the day. So when I designed this, I was in practice. And so it takes literally, I mean, Bob, you're still in practice, and you could probably talk about this, but it literally doesn't take 5 minutes a day at the end of the day, and you're done. So
yeah.
you're not checking the stocks during the middle of your practice, you know, or whatever you're doing. You're not worrying about it, running back and forth, looking at the computer. To take the words from Ron Popeil, you set it and forget it, and you're done.
Right.
So it's I think it's a pretty simple system, and obviously we're very fortunate with the amount of people that's given us testimonials on how it works. Can you tell about
Callie. I mean, speaking about a simple system, when Callie was 13, she's now 14. Oh, God, don't remind myself that she's 14. Anyway, but she started at 13. You know, she saw me studying this stuff. She wanted to learn, so I taught her. And at the time, we had a college account for her that was up 3% in about 3 years. It was a Fidelity, I think it's called a 529 account for college, for, you know, getting ready for college. And that was up 3%. And I said, what if we take this money, we put it in the cash, and then you figure out what stocks you want based on the system, and you trade it? She said, yeah. And she learned the system, and within 2 weeks, she had beaten what Fidelity done in 3 years, just using Rick's system. You know, the money wasn't that great because there was only, you know, maybe $10,000 in that account. But the thing is, she knows that if she, you know, keeps this up, she can be in control of her finances. And that's a really powerful thing for a little kid. In fact, most adults don't have that empowerment. You know, when you have that financial empowerment, I mean, the whole world is open to you.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, it's kind of like my grandmother, God bless her. I mean, she died last year at 96 years old and would never get in an airplane. She never rode in an airplane. And, you know, it was just because of fear. And no matter what I tried to show her, I show her my logbooks and said, you know, Grandma, look how much time I've got. You know, I've flown all these planes all these years and, you know, I've never had an accident. And she goes, I don't care. I ain't getting in them. And
that's one good thing about your system too, Rick, is a lot of your new students that I've noticed, they're scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, they've never traded before. They have all these fears and misconceptions about the market. And by the time they learn the stuff and the, you know, the seminar's over, they start knowing their stuff, and that, you know, that fear just vanishes, and they start making money.
Well, fear comes because the people don't have control. I mean,
right. There's,
you know, you think about, you know, a five-year-old going into a dark room, and he's afraid of the boogeyman. You know, but through education, most of us know that there's not a boogeyman. And the same way in the stock market, nobody wants to, you know, go into there because there's a boogeyman.
Right.
Well, there really isn't. You know, and once you pop that myth and understand that, hey, you know what, I can get educated and I can do it, then you take off from there. And like you said, it's very empowering.
Right. Hey, you think we should open it up for questions, Rick?
Yeah, let's do it. I can do that. I think. Let me try the technology here. Okay, I think everybody's unmuted. We can try it.
Okay. So if anybody has any questions for Rick, now's the time. Come on, guys.
Hello, Rick. I got a question.
Hi, who's this?
It's Nick Coenigla.
Hey, Nick.
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. You know, I haven't come to one of your seminar dates yet, but I certainly do want to come. When you say get the kids involved, what's the easiest way to get them involved in this thing? Because I have a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, and two girls, and, you know, I tried to show them a little bit, but I didn't have an avenue. I didn't know really how to, you know.
How do you get them involved? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, pretty much.
They have to have an inquiry. And the way I did it with Austin was Austin wanted a Ferrari for his 16th birthday. And I said, well, where are you going to get the money? And he kind of looked at me and he was like, well, I thought you'd buy it for me. And I go, okay, well, let's rethink that, because
yeah,
that ain't going to happen. So what I told him one time, and this is how it happened with Austin, was it wasn't a week later, he saw my income tax. And he's like, holy crap, Ola, Dad. He goes, you could pay for a Ferrari and buy me one. And I said, that's true. I said, but I'm going to give you something more powerful than money. And he said, what's that? And I said, an education. So I think if you talk to your kids and tell them that, look, I'm going to give you something that's more powerful than money. I'm going to give you an education. And an education allows you the freedom to do whatever you want to do, the freedom to make more money, the freedom to buy Ferraris, the freedom to go to the school you want, the freedom to do what you want to do. And I think if you approach it in that realm, usually most of the children that I've spoken with get very, very excited. Because you can't really say to a kid, we're going to educate you so that you can get a new computer. Well, that child may not have no interest in a computer at all. So you have to find what is it that interests your children, and maybe it's music. You know, and say, hey, you know, with education, you could have a larger music library or whatever that widget is that those children like. I found that to be the best with Austin. And once the light came on with him, he's never looked back. And he's made enough money to pay for his own college education. And he understands that, you know, all my money, when I pass away, all my money is going to charity. He knows and understands that. But he now also knows and understands that I have an education. I, as myself, Austin, I can go do what I want. You know, he has his own car now that he buys his own gas and insurance and et cetera.
Gotcha. Okay.
Does that help out a little bit?
Sure.
Cool.
Sure. Got to find it on their level somehow.
I'm sorry?
Got to figure out on their level somehow how to get them interested.
Exactly. It's just a matter of, because you and I both know through experience and our age that this is something they need to do. But getting them to realize this is something they need to do is a different issue. So I just tried to always listen to, okay, what is it that excited them? What is it that they want? And, you know, whether it was an iPhone, you know, he bought his own iPhone, you know, et cetera, to where that's what he has to do to pay for it himself. And, you know, it's like we were teasing with Bob when we were over in Paris. He was looking at all these Bentleys and Ferraris and Porsches that were coming by as we were sitting there in the cafe. And he says, Dad, I'm trying to decide whether I want to buy a Bentley or a Ferrari for my birthday. And I knew at that point when he said that, I knew the light came on. Because he didn't
right.
say to me, hey, Dad, are you going to buy me a Bentley or a Ferrari? You know, he said, I'm going to buy it. And I knew that we hit the nail on the head. And if you think about it for a minute, what did he really do? He was taking charge of his own life. He was making the decision that I'm going to take charge, I'm going to learn, I'm going to get educated, and I'm going to get this.
Gotcha.
That's what the realization came to him. The same way with his school. You know, I mean, I could say to him, Austin, you're going to go to this school. No, he's already told me. He says, Dad, I think I'm going to go in the Air Force, and here's why. And he told me, I want to go do this, and he wants to be involved with business. And he says, I think I'd like to go in the Air Force and learn this. And then when I get out, I'm going to go to this college and do this.
Huh.
And I was like, okay, if that's what you'd like to do, then pursue your dreams. And that's what I try to instill in all children. And that's why I highly recommend you bring your kids to the classes. Because Oh, yeah, absolutely. You bring your children to all the classes. Because they get to see, you know, when Austin is there, he's 16 years old, they can talk to him. You know, there are other kids that are there that, you know, are older that understand it. Now, understand when I say kids, we're talking about kids that can comprehend, and usually around
right.
11, 12 years old. I don't think a four-month-old is going to get the big picture. But usually, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
children. Are they very disciplined children?
Sure.
You know, or are they just...
They're very, very smart, too.
Yeah.
They know the ways of the world already, is what I'm trying to say. Not
well, there you go. So all they need is a little education, and they'll never look
right.
back. So, no, I highly recommend that you bring your children and your family, and again, you know, everybody knows their children, but as long as they're well-minded and have that forethought, as you just said, they have the maturity, and I find that usually around 11, 12 years old, the light starts coming on because, you know, they want something more than milk and cookies, you know.
Right.
Good question.
Okay, great.
Any other questions I can answer for anybody?
Yeah, this is Jim Riley in California.
Hi, Jim.
Good morning or good afternoon to everybody. You know, I'm not a member. I haven't taken the online seminar, so forgive the naivety here. But I was just listening to a few things, kind of key buzzwords that I heard. Easy system, you know, 5 to 10 minutes per day. Something that just kind of – I got to ask this. I don't know, again, if it's even relevant. But if it's real easy, why part of me is thinking, why doesn't yourself, Dr. Warner, just send out an email the night before saying, hey, I've been doing this. This is what tomorrow holds. You know, and do this, and this tomorrow, and basically just have people copy you. Is that not legal?
Well, that's
exactly
right. I mean, and that's the answer to the question. I am not a licensed stockbroker. I am not a licensed financial advisor. You know, and I've never been to jail, and I don't look good in orange.
Is it not legal to put out anything that says this is kind of, you know, this is what things look like based on our system? I spent the 5 minutes doing it last night. These are some great ways to go tomorrow. I mean, is that still even?
Well, it's funny you mention that because we're going to be announcing on September 11th, next Saturday, up in Chicago. About a forum that we're going to be able to put together so that all of my students can go online so that you can learn from each other.
Right.
If you'll understand that anytime you come to one of my classes, you'll know that there's a suggestion sheet. And that was one of the suggestions, Jim, is similar to what you talked about just then. So we're going to implement this starting next week where you can post trades online and ask questions in general. Hey, guys, I'm thinking of trading this stock. According to my indicators that Rick has shown me, this is a buy. Now, does anybody else see that? And then other people
right.
can comment on it, you know, and say, yeah, Jim,
I'm
right
kinda...
there with you. I'm going into the same thing. But I want you to understand that here's the number one thing I want you to understand with me, Jim. Just like what I was mentioning about with Austin, and I think the same thing that Bob is telling you about Callie, his daughter, I believe in teaching you to fish, not giving you a fish. Because if I teach you to fish, I've fed you for a lifetime. if I give you a fish, then you're depending on me to give you the next fish. Does that make sense?
Sure, but, you know, to a degree, you know, I wasn't, right. The form would be, I guess, the answer to what I was talking about. I guess what I was foreseeing is learning, studying, going to a seminar, being, you know, around, you know, like-minded people, getting some ideas, then leaving and then going back out onto the island, you know, and guessing and then calling, hey, it went this way. Oh, well, you missed this indicator. You know, and then, okay, I try this. Oh, you know what though? You missed this one. And then me thinking, gosh, if there's such a system that you would have saw or somebody else would have saw, why couldn't I get that help the night before? If
oh, absolutely.
You know,
and that's
you know
why
I mean, if they took 10 minutes to do it the night before and they, and I don't know, 90% of the people are nailing it, I don't want to be the 10% that don't, you know, that misses it.
Sure. And I totally get that. And that's why we're doing the forum. And so people can do that. Now, the same way, and as I told people, now I'll post some of my trades and things on there, but I don't want people on there thinking that I'm just going to sit back and relax and wait for Rick to do this for me. That's not the name of the game. It's a matter of actually going through it. I mean, as an example, one of the guys in the class this morning talked about a stock NTAP and wrote up everything about it. And I said, yeah, I said, it's a go. You know, we wrote it in the forum this morning.
Okay.
So that type of thing, you know, that we'll be commenting on. But by the same token, also, Jim, I want you to understand, you have my personal cell. So if for some reason you feel just unconfident about the checklist or something on the checklist isn't making sense to you, you just pick up the phone and give me a call. You know, it's an education that you have to go through.
Yeah. No, I was going to say that's probably most of it is I just don't understand, you know.
That's all it is. And I think maybe Bob being a student, Jim, maybe you could talk to him. Or maybe, Bob,
sure,
you could address that from being a student and maybe answering questions about
things. Well, one thing is I'm aware that, you know, legally you can't give out, you know, stock picks. That's a violation of SEC regulations. Number two is it's much more empowering when you know a system and you can do it yourself. And number three, it's great when you know the system, but if you ever have a question, you can just say, hey, Rick, this is what your system told me, but what do you think about this or this, which I do all the time. I mean,
sure.
I've never had an instance where Rick said, hey, screw you, I'm busy. at the worst, he'll say, hey, I'm on a phone call, I'll call you back or call me in 10 minutes. But he's always there. But the system's kind of, it's kind of cut and dry. I would say it's maybe, 10% art and 90% objective criteria. I don't know if I got those percentages right, but where it used to be for me and almost every trader I know, it was like the other way around. You know, 90% guess and 10%, you know, something that you heard on a stock show.
Right.
This is very, very different, and I swear, if you trade in the market and you don't have a system, you're gonna have a nervous breakdown.
I wouldn't do that either. Sure.
The scenarios
I read online as well as the one you gave Dr. Manna was, you know, if you would have bet $100,000 on the stock today, you would have made $2,700. Is that typically how it's set up? Does it have to be that large? I mean, it seems like to me most people would be like, well, I'll do $1,000, but then you made $27. Or is there such a protection mode set up that even when you put in $100,000, the worst case you're going to come out of it with $99,000, even if it goes south?
Can I answer that one?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, there is a protection. So there's something called the trailing stop loss, so you'll never lose a bunch of money. And with this particular stock we talked about this morning, I plan on trading it probably Monday because I have a feeling the market's going to go down tomorrow because of economic news, and that's going to, I believe it'll set us up for a good option trade. And with options, you don't need a lot of money. I mean, with, you know, $3,000 or so, you can make yourself $3,000 in a week, you know, 100%. So when I mentioned $100,000 this morning, you know, that's just one way of going. You could trade options with a lot less money And the percentages you can make if you do it right are a lot higher. In fact, Rick likes his students to play options rather than, you know, trading large amounts of stocks.
Yeah, Jim, in the class, we go through both stock and what the criteria is with the checklist as well as options. And I prefer people that don't know anything because I don't have to break bad habits. You know, if I have somebody who's new and doesn't really understand it, then I've got a great chance of success with them.
Okay.
Did I answer all your questions?
Yeah, no, those are great. I appreciate both you guys jumping in there. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions I can, Jim or anybody else?
I have a question. Allison Hale, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Ah, my girl from Birmingham, Alabama.
That's the one. How much does it cost?
The class is $39.95. That's $3,995. That's one time. There's no special softwares you have to buy. There's no special computers that you have to buy. And you can go online and look at the class as much and as often as you want. Looking at the class, you get to come to a class to like September 11th. You get to come to your first class, and there's no charge for that as well.
And how long have you been doing this?
The class is the teaching the part. We've done this for the last couple of years. How I got started in this was my dad, as I mentioned, was a chiropractor. He retired after 30 years of practice, and I retired after 10 years. And my dad was really the one who said I needed to show this to other people because I retired at 10 years with considerably more money than he did. And he said, you've got to show this to other doctors. So that's what I did, was I've been doing this for the last 15 years, and that's what I did. We actually started showing other doctors that this thing really started out as a referral basis type of thing, where one doctor told the other doctor told the other one type of thing, and it's just kind of grown from there.
So
and then I had
doing this for chiropractors or for all the public?
No, it's open to the public, but I've been mainly doing it for chiropractors. What typically happens is I'll have a chiropractor that comes to the class, and then he'll say to his accountant, you need to go take this class. Or he'll say to his stockbroker, hey, you know what, you need to go take this guy's class and really know what's going on. So that's typically where the other public people come from. But it's not, I haven't gone out and broadcast to the general public, if that makes sense.
Okay, I was just wondering.
So it's really been going for the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rick, I
yeah.
have another question.
Go ahead.
It's been a long time since I've listened to the class again, and I kind of, that's why I'm on this thing today. I want to kind of get back into it.
Okay.
Is there, as far as listening to the classes again, is there anything I have to do? Or?
Sure, give Peggy a call, and let me give you her number. It's 813-924-2255, and she'll get you set up if you have any technical problems or anything.
Okay, great. Thank you.
But the number one thing is you have to ask yourself, you know, is am I willing to learn? You know, am I willing to learn a skill set? That's all it is. And I think most chiropractors, you know, that went to school to play doctor, it's the same thing. It's a skill set. So you have to just sit down and say, okay, I'm going to learn about my money. I'm going to learn how to manage it, and I'm going to control it. And that's the name of the game.
Does anybody else have any questions for Rick before we wrap it up?
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh,
hey,
it's
Rick.
My pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
My pleasure. And then, again, everybody has my cell. You know, you can go to trade.massivebankaccount.com if you like and sign up from there, or give me a call if you've got any other questions. If you'd like to ask me something in private, just pick up the phone and give me a call.
Thanks okay. again, Rick.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
My pleasure. Bye,
take
everybody.
Care. Bye.
Bye.